First of all, I'd like to thank you all for inviting me to come to speak today. And I give big yashar koyach to the people that are organizing the event. I just want to tell them that next time they should let me know that, thank God, there were separate entrances this time. I ended up going through the regular entrance, so I didn't notice what the signs meant. And I was never in this side of the building, the other side. So I see we have a good beginning of separate entrances for functions, which would be a very nice thing that we would have in all of our places that we have functions. Now, there's a sikha of the Rebbe, a very famous sikha, that the Rebbe quotes the Rebbe Rashab's statement that he says that one, just as one has a mitzvah putting on tefillin every day, he also has a mitzvah of thinking every day a half hour about his education of his household and making sure that his family are going the way of Hashem, and putting more than his strength into it, that they should go on the right path. And the Rebbe asks in the Sicha that why does the Rebbe Rashab use the mitzvah of tefillin? Just like we have a mitzvah tefillin every day, we have the mitzvah of thinking every day a half hour about the education of our children. He could have used another mitzvah, daily mitzvah that we have. We have a mitzvah of saying Shema every day. We have a mitzvah of davening every day. Why did he pick the mitzvah of tefillin to compare thinking every day a half hour about our children and our families? Not only about children, about our families also. And the Rebbe answers that the reason for that is that tefillin we put on our head and we put on our hand. And one of the main kavanas in tefillin is that one of the intentions that we're supposed to have in mind is that we subjugate our heart and our mind to Hashem. Shibud halev amoyach. We subjugate our heart and our mind to Hashem. And the Rebbe was saying that the Rebbe Rashab was hinting to that just like when we put on tefillin, the main intention of putting on tefillin is to subjugate our hearts and our minds to Hashem, so too, when we think